Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Across the sea into my soul.
God, this is a bad song now I think about it. It's really not holding up well, even 10 seconds in. Nick does a bit where he sings Mr. Broken Wings on stage with no music, just his voice.
That song doesn't really hold up well either.
No, it doesn't. This was their second hit in the 80s, Kyrie. It was a huge hit, and Nick didn't know it, so... You might want to learn this
I recognize
one.
It now. Okay. There's some, yeah, their it is. Band is funny that they even existed.
They all had huge mullets, too, man.
Yeah.
Real top hair, way long on the side, bi-level cuts.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this note, though. It's not bad. It's just dated.
Yeah.
It's dated. Try that one.
I get that. I think one of those guys is from Lincoln.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Music to match the haircuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that was the thing. 85 mm-hmm. was the mullet.
And it was a huge one, too. Those guys had a huge one, yeah.
You're kind of waiting for that 80s synth sound to come back, aren't you?
Everything comes around.
You're hoping.
Right. Yeah, that. You know, that.
Oh, like, yeah.
The claps. Yeah, that right in the middle of that sound, all those songs.
We could use that now. Bring everybody together with some claps.
Yes, we are the world.
No, you're the world.
It would get angry.
Not my world.
Not my world. Nick Hoff will be in the studio next couple of days. He's at funnybonefunnybonemall.com. Nick Allen with us. Got a gig this week, Nick?
No, we're going to the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Oh, vacation with the family? Mm-hmm. Good. I saw you posted on Father's Day. You were surprised you had 3 kids.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Was it just because they were all there at once, or you just did forgot?
Nah, I just wanted to make it. Everybody always posts up, like, yeah. My heart is so big today.
That's so
and I'm like,
lame.
Who are these kids?
I like that. Yeah. I laughed. Plus, you had the do-rag on, too.
You're rocking I'm a sweater.
You're rocking the do-rag. Who are these kids?
You didn't get any greatest dad t-shirts or trophies.
We all know that's a complete lie.
Yeah, I know. But that doesn't matter. I pointed that out about myself yesterday.
Oh. Mediocre dad.
Our buddy Shaqib on Facebook pointed out he's a pretty mediocre dad, so didn't get any of those trophies or t-shirts. Everybody proclaims themselves as the world's greatest, or their kids think they're the greatest. Yeah. No, my kids know otherwise.
Yeah. I like it.
Because they've seen other dads. And they said, that guy's a better dad than my dad.
So you just want a trophy or a shirt that says, Dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
Well, which I got.
You did.
Yeah. My son gave me one. It's just a map of chord fingerings.
Yeah, oh, nice.
From the guitar.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It was D, A,
I've seen that around before nice. Now. Yeah.
And I don't play guitar, but I know... You know, I studied chord fingering in high school,
yep.
And that was about it. That was about all the fingering I got done in high school, too.
You keep saying fingering, man. Oh, that's right. You did more your chord fingering in college, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd studied the chords but never played guitar?
Oh, I tried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just sucked.
I think you were saying you were just like looking at the chords and like, that's how they do it.
I had an actual guitar, and I would strum it, and then, you know, I'd have to wait 4 seconds to make the change.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yet another thing he was mediocre at.
Yep.
Mediocre dad and guitar strummer.
Yeah. I get a best dad in the house t-shirt.
Best dad in the house. Yeah.
Till mom kicks me out.
It was on this date in 1862, slavery was outlawed in U.S. territories.
That's when things started going downhill.
Yep. Yeah.
It was on this date in 1865, 3 years later, Union Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston, Texas, with the news that the Civil War had ended and that those who were enslaved were now free.
Yep, they didn't know.
The news came 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah, of course, that was met with resistance there in Texas. That is why today is now known as Juneteenth or Emancipation Day.
Yep.
So we were 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, but keep hanging those Confederate flags out because you lost.
There's a community that's going to celebrate Juneteenth today, right. And we wondered what the redneck white answer to Juneteenth is.
I haven't looked at Facebook yet today.
You gotta have your
I have not looked for Facebook today.
Right. You gotta have
we have a white pride day.
Yeah, straight pride parades and your white pride parades.
Be proud of being a white guy today.
Duh. My daddy was a slave owner. And his daddy before him.
It's called history.
Yeah, so they're going to get together and celebrate that somehow today. So they can make it about them.
Because yeah. Oh, you know they will.
It's all about oppressed people and people who
if
used
somebody
to
else
get
has
beat
something.
Up for their lifestyle. Yeah. People who used to get enslaved. What about us? Yeah. What about the people who did the enslaving?
Right. What about us?
Yeah. Where's our day?
You wouldn't be celebrating if we didn't enslave you. Or my ancestors, at least.
About the history.
They're probably mad it's not during Black History Month.
History of losing.
Right.
Got your ass
There
kicked.
Would be no gay pride parades if my ancestors before me didn't beat up your gay friends.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Todd.
Yeah. And they lost their right to do that.
Yeah.
Rights are being stripped away.
The right to beat up gays, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just took it away from them. No discussion, nothing. Just took it away from them.
It's tough to move on.
You remember Felicia Rashad? She was Mrs. Cosby or Mrs. Huxtable.
She was sexy, sexy woman.
She was also in real life Mrs. Ahmad Rashad.
Sexy. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
For a period of time.
Yeah, sexy.
Hence period the Rashad. Of time.
Yeah. I thought maybe there were others.
Nope, they were married.
It's her birthday today.
All right.
It is also Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ann Wilson's birthday.
From Heart. Did you see the meme I posted up yesterday? God, Kellyanne Conway and Huckleberry's worst Heart tribute band ever.
Yeah,
and
that's
hilarious.
It was.
I don't care who you are.
It inspired me to fire up a little heart on the treadmill yesterday.
Yeah.
Just think of that meme and laughing.
Ann Wilson and who?
Felicia Rashad. Mrs. Huxtable. You know, who's older?
Ann was a teenager in the late 60s. I'm guessing Rashad might not have been. I'm just going to go with Ann Wilson.
I wanted to lean towards Ann. Yeah.
I do. I want to lean towards Ann.
I'm going to lean toward Felicia Rashad.
I'm going Rashad as well.
Oh.
Felicia Rashad is 71 today.
Oh, we lost nice. Puss. Ooh. We lost Puss.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ann Wilson is 69 today.
Damn it.
Yes. Yeah, we lost.
0-2.
That feels nice.
Well, here's your chance for you to redeem yourself.
No, we'd still be 1-2 if we win this one. I'd rather go 0-3 and just screw the day.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him.
Well, it's not like you really have a choice since you're guessing.
No, I'm going to guess wrong.
You don't know that.
I'm going to guess wrong on
you
purpose.
You can't
stuff.
Guess wrong if you're guessing.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess wrong. I prove it to you.
Okay.
I bet you I get this wrong.
Who's taller?
All right.
Ann Wilson or Felicia Rashad? Yeah,
I got no idea.
Exactly.
Ann Wilson. Ann Wilson. Just guessing.
Yeah.
Completely.
I'll go Felicia Rashad.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be wrong, too. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll say Ann Wilson's taller.
Felicia Rashad is 5'6".
Oh. No.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's pretty tall.
It is for a woman, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ann Wilson could be shorter.
Ann Wilson is 5'7".
Oh,
yes!
It's a game of inches.
All right, let's play who's wider.
You said not to play that. I always said who's heavier.
That depends.
Who's heavier? Nobody wants to play.
People stay the same height, but their width varies throughout their life.
It's true. It does. Yes, it does. Heart's out, though, again, right?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. They're out all
that's
summer.
Great show. Her voice is still kick-ass.
Touring with, like, Sheryl Crow and Joan Jett.
Yeah, that's
a bunch of different bands to open
show,
up.
That's a great show, yeah.
A tease. If we remember, we will have one more game of Who's Older today.
Ah, I'm 0-3. Okay.
If we remember. I love the caveat, Craig. Thank you.
Yeah, on the Heart Ultimate Collection thing I was listening to, there's a great version, live version of Led's
Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that's on their live album, yeah.
Ann can still wail.
Yes, she can.
God, she still sounds good.
She didn't prefer. She prefers. Yeah. She could still sing. She don't want to hear the word whale.
Right. Well,
W A I L.
I know.
He uses whale.
Still pronounce the same way
as a verb.
Yeah.
Yes.
She can still verb whale.
We're not good guys.
No.
Well, thanks for the defense, Craig.
No.
Thanks for the defense.
Whoever said we were, except me about an hour ago.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, except for that. Okay, so apparently on The View.
What happened? Speaking of whales, McCain, she whines every day on that show. I just see clips. I don't watch it. My wife has it.
No, we got someone else whining today.
Who's this now?
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
She is freaking hot. What was that show, Craig?
So,
Dance? It was her and a black chick were in it.
You're better at this than me.
Shake
so
it up.
After
shake
you
it
do
up.
The story, could you point out the pictures to me?
Oh, yeah, I looked at them.
Where to find them? Okay.
It's easy. Just type in her name, nude. All
right. She's bisexual, then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The redhead. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I know what she looks like.
Yeah.
But not nude.
In 2016,
she was sexy
she came
on
out
that
as
show.
Bisexual. She has a.
She was sexy on Shaking It. My daughter watched it.
She has a bar.
She was on that, yeah.
She's got a bar through her nipple now. Her,
Zendaya. What's the other girl? Zendaya?
Zendaya.
It's her and that chick were on that
show. Right, do I want to go to the Fappening blog, to leakedpie.com, celeb unmasked?
I'd stay away from leaked pie. It's not good.
Your phone's just going to start leaking.
Well, let's get into
what's
this.
What's the story? I just saw the headline.
All right, so here's the deal. Somebody hacked Bella Thorne, and there were some naked pictures in there, and there was an extortion attempt.
All right.
Where they said, give us money or we're going to put these pictures out.
Got
so
it.
Bella Thorne went ahead and just put the pictures out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Are they tasteful and hot?
Yes.
She's good looking.
Yeah. And so, this is what Whoopi Goldberg said, and then Bella has an issue with this. This is what Whoopi Goldberg said on The View.
Listen, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are. You don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only wants to share with one person.
But once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud, and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue, I'm sorry. Your age does not... You don't get to do that.
Is Whoopi Goldberg on Leaked Pie?
No.
Todd was aware of that very quickly. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought I wouldn't show you. You know, I was about to ask Puss. But
if she was, there would be a severe lack of demand.
Listen, yeah. I understand it does get released, but if you are a private, it doesn't matter if you're a private citizen or famous or not. If you want to take a naked picture of your friend, sure. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. And so Bella Thorne on the Instagram accused Whoopi of victim shaming and said blaming girls for taking these photos in the first place is sick and disgusting. Right. And she also had this to say.
I'm with Bella on this one.
So bye.
I'm not going to lie. I want to say that I feel pretty disgusting. You know, I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my shit. And I just want to say that me watching this interview made me feel really bad about myself. And I hope you're happy. I really, because I can only imagine all of the kids who have their shit release and then they commit suicide, and you know, you're so crazy for thinking such terrible things on such an awful situation.
Man, she nailed that, and she's right. And Whoopi should apologize. Is she? That's a brutal.
How old is she? And how old was she when she put those pictures out?
She's 21 now.
Yeah, but she's right.
And she just released them.
Okay,
yesterday,
because she was in Big Love. I think she had a bit part in Big Love.
Yeah, she was.
Like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in...
she's been in some adult things recently,
the
though,
TV
too.
Series My Own Worst Enemy that I'm unfamiliar with. She was Tansy Henriksen in the fourth season of Big Love. She was on the Disney Channel's Shake It Up.
Yeah, she was a teenager then.
Yeah, several films, including Blended, The Duff, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
Oh, she's beautiful.
You Get Me,
she's
Amityville,
sexy.
The Awakening, The Babysitter, Midnight Sun, Assassination Nation. She started her modeling career at 6 weeks old. She has appeared in over 30 commercials.
Is Ted Danson having naked photos of Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. But he does.
I bet he does.
Polaroids like taped underneath his beds.
God, can we go back to talking about naked LD? I'd rather, yeah.
I like Whoopi's attitude, and I like her politics, obviously, too, but I think she might have been wrong here.
Yeah,
Whoopi's nudes are on
Leak. Well, she does have a point in that if you're not...
Just don't take naked photos. It's not... What if she just wanted to show them to her group?
Well,
boyfriend?
That's absolutely fine, right. But at the same time...
Doesn't mean we have to go digging for them.
We
don't
good,
hack them.
We're not good at cybersecurity.
We don't hack them.
The problem is we're not good at cybersecurity, right. And other people are better at it than us. And so if you don't realize that, or even the guy next door.
That's true.
If you don't realize that, you're going to run into any number of problems. This is one.
I understand that. But she shouldn't be shamed because the person digging is the guy that's the idiot.
Well,
the diggers are the weird.
Actually shame her, or did she just say,
she felt shamed.
You got it. Well,
she felt shamed.
Okay.
She felt shamed. That's all I'm saying.
There's a risk there.
Of course there's a risk, but it doesn't mean she can't feel bad about being, being hacked.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
That's like
now, I know we're hypocrites because we do look at this stuff, but we're also not the ones digging. I wouldn't do that.
Well, she released these pictures herself.
I know, but I'm not the guy that's digging into people's phones, and there are creeps that do that, and I know we end up looking at it. So.
Well, let's say you purchase whatever the most stolen car is, and somebody steals your car. That's your fault? That's kind of the equivalent here.
Oh, that's right. I agree with Bella. I think she's totally right about this. I think that she shouldn't be shamed into not taking a naked photo of herself.
Okay, but if you leave your car unlocked, whose fault is it?
She doesn't know it's going to be unlocked.
Well, that's different.
Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that your stuff.
Let's do a test. Let's take a picture of LD naked tomorrow and just see if it gets in the cloud.
How's that a test?
Because somebody can see if somebody finds it.
How are they going to look for it?
Well, somebody actually have to look for it.
Yeah, the difference is that people want these. Yeah.
Okay.
They have to hack into a specific computer. They have to go to a specific place.
On your phone. That's it.
And
on your phone, Greg, not mine.
You forget. There has to be a demand for it.
Yeah. People have to look for it.
People have to want to see it before they look for it.
Yeah. All we can figure out now is that Tyler wants it. I don't think anybody else does.
No, but I'll put it on your guys' phone, not mine.
You're the one that keeps bringing it up, man. You obviously
have a
desire.
I just love LD hates me.
I just like
that's the only reason.
No, I'm with Tyler. I just like putting that image in people's heads.
That's exactly why I do it.
All right. So if you type in Bella Thorne nude and it comes up with, and you go to the images, I believe it's in the it's the first image.
Okay.
Is the one that she just released yesterday.
Well, if she released it, I don't feel bad looking at it.
After she was extorted?
Yes. She put it out there.
But I didn't extort her. I don't dig in people's phones. I understand. Yeah. I understand what Whoopi was trying to say, but I definitely understand the response from Bella Thorne.
The ones from leakedpie.com don't really show her face.
Leaked Whoopi Pie. How about that?
At Celeb Jihad, they do.
Leaked wine.
I just ruined Whoopi Pies for everybody, too, man. They're still out there, Whoopi Pies?
Never heard of them.
Chocolate marshmallow, they're called Whoopi Pies, right?
Yeah. Moon Pies.
We used to call them Whoopi Pies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but you used to say toast machine, too,
I don't know if
we trust you.
I did. Type in Whoopi Pie, and don't write nude.
I've already typed in Whoopi Goldberg nude.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I can see her being like surprisingly hot back in the day.
Oh, no, she wasn't a bad looking woman.
Yeah, there is. Whoopi Pie.
Told you. No, told you.
They originated out of Maine, so yeah.
Must be an East Coast thing.
It's probably must have been an East Coast thing.
Yeah, it's an East Coast thing.
No way.
What? Whoopi's naked?
Don't ask.
Well, then don't say anything.
Then don't say no way.
I can't help myself.
Well, Nick can see over your shoulder. I can see porn through your eyes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see that. I can't tell if that's her or not.
Whoopi?
That could easily be a fake.
Are you checking Leaked Pie again?
No.
We just had so many hits on Leaked Pie.
Check your Leaky Pie.
Not leaky. That'd be gross.
Yeah. Oh! No.
Somebody also saw a photo.
I got to stop this.
You're going down the Whoopi rabbit hole?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, there's a phrase that didn't need to happen.
All right.
The Whoopi rabbit hole.
So, since we are, we might should wait for that one. Because that'll take a bit. But we got more here.
I want a Whoopi pie.
We got more here.
If they're called moon pies in the Midwest, that's fine. I'll eat one of those.
Is it just like an ice cream sandwich?
No, it's pretty much what a moon pie is. Chocolate with like some marshmallow in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whoopie pie.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Authorities say it's one of the biggest cocaine busts in Philadelphia. 16 tons of cocaine.
That's why we got to build the wall, Craig. How'd it get here?
It came on the boat.
Oh, a boat. That's boat. Right, yeah. Because all the drugs and a lot of the illegal immigrants come through boats and ports.
We need to build a big
wall. Say that this is worth nearly $1 billion.
A wall around the Philadelphia port?
Yeah, well, confiscated.
The Philadelphia port is huge, by the way. If you get to Philly, go check it out. It's pretty cool.
It depends on the boat. Where's the boat coming from? Was it coming from a land of white people?
Well, the point is that during the trip, it got put on the boat.
Yeah, because it was a big boat, and there were a bunch of smaller boats that dropped off their cargo, transferred it to this big boat.
Cokie McCokeface, is that the name of the boat?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that gave it away. Like, maybe we should take another look at McCokeface over there.
Yeah. Prosecutors say members of the crew are going to face federal drug trafficking charges because they figure they knew that the drugs were on board.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 tons you might be able to get away with, but 16 tons.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Another day older
and deeper in debt there. Thank you.
And
16 tons. Roger Miller on the show today.
We did some math, Craig and I, before show started.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Because we heard about the 16 tons. And they always, I heard the radio broadcast, they always give the value.
And they break it down into individual street reps, and that's the value.
I suppose it's legit.
Yeah, it's legit.
But what they do is they take these 16 tons and figure about $100 a gram, and so it was worth $1.45 billion because there's 145 million grams in a in 16 tons.
Well, what I heard was it's worth $1 billion. What this information in front of me says is about 750 million.
Yeah, because you get the
bulk discount. So they might be figuring $50 a gram.
They might, because if you buy a ton, because you and I back in the day used to buy a ton of cocaine, 2,000 pounds, we would get a little discount, about a 50% discount.
Craig's getting demanding today with me. I'm not done yet.
Not done yet. Well, it's early.
That's fine.
You see that?
It is early. Up for early.
Mexican federal police discovered and burned a massive marijuana grow site in the northern border city of Tijuana.
Man, we're going to run out of marijuana.
$277 million worth of weed that went up in flames. 42,000 pot plants. Planted across 13 square miles.
They took the whole
70,000 pounds of weed, they say, burned at the site.
Some driving off the road and some heart grabbing during those two stories.
You're right.
Just guys going,
there goes my weekend.
Damn.
Cool. All right. Keep those photos up, Craig.
Hang on to the weed you got, I guess.
Not the whoopee ones. I want to see the Bella Thorne stuff.
I'll find out.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.